Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman, number one at the box office in its second weekend of release with $21.2 million. Coming in second was last weekend's number one movie, 300 Rise of an Empire. And in third, The Need for Speed.
Number four.
Katy Perry has so much going on in her life, she has five assistants. And she loves what they do for her so much, she decided to buy them each a car. Katy dropped $500,000 on five Fisker Karmas.
Number three.
Drake reportedly told Rihanna if she wants to be with him, she's got to sever all ties with Chris Brown. Now, Drake is ready to take their relationship to the next level, but he's not willing to take that step if she's still texting her ex.
Number two.
After Lindsay Lohan finished taping her guest spot on Two Broke Girls, one gossip website quoted an audience member who said Lindsay was a train wreck who couldn't remember her lines. Well, the show's stars took to Twitter to defend Lindsay, saying the article is complete BS and that Lindsay was prepared, sweet to everyone, and professional.
Number one.
During her performance at South by Southwest, Lady Gaga had a performance artist named Millie vomit paint all over her. A lot of people had a problem with that, including Demi Lovato, who tweeted and then faced the wrath of the little monsters. Demi said Gaga was glamorizing bulimia and that putting the word art in it is not a free card to do whatever you want without consequences. That's your showbiz top five.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.